Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 8, entitled Manifestations of Brahma from Vishnu. Text number 7. Okay, well, I'll read. Hopefully, we get the verse. Please repeat. Proktam kilaitad bhagavatamena nivritti dharma virataya tena sanat kumaraya sa chaha krishta sankhya yanayanga dritta brataya. So if someone has the verses, fine. If we don't, that's okay. We can move on. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatam anena. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatam anena. Nivritti dharma bhirataya dena. Nivritti dharma bhi, dharma bhiratena. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sankhyayana yanga dhritavrataya. Sankhyayana yanga dhritavrataya. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatamena. Nivritti dharma bhirataya tena. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sankhyayana yanga dhritavrataya. Chant, please. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatamena. Nivritti dharma bhirataya tena. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sankhyayana yanga dhritavrataya. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatamanena. Nivritti dharma bhivataya tena. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sankhyayana yanga dhrita bhritaya. Proktam kalaitad bhagavatamena. Nivritti dharma bhirataya tena. Sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta. Sankhyayana yanga dhrita bhritaya. Sankhyayana Ruktam kalaitad bhagavatamanena nivritti dharma viratayatena sanat kumaraya sachaha prishta sankhyayana yangadrita vritaya. Ladies, Bhuktam galaitad bhagavatam ayasanasanishta Sacha Krishna. Proktam was said, Kila, certainly, Etat, this, Bhagavatamena, by Lord Sankarshan. Nibriti, renunciation, dharma abhirataya, unto one who has taken this religious vow. Tena, by him. Sanat kumaraya, unto Sanat Kumar. Saha, he, cha, also. Aha said, Prishta, when inquired of Sankhyayanaya, unto the great sage Sankhyayana, Anga, my dear Vidura, Drittavrataya, unto one who has taken such a vow. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Sankarshan thus spoke the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam to the great sage Sanat Kumar, who had also taken the vow of renunciation, Sanat Kumar also, in his turn, when inquired of by Sankhyayana Muni, explained Srimad Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Sankarshan. Purport. This is the way of the parampara system. Although Sanat Kumar, the well-known great saintly Kumar, was in the perfect stage of life, still he heard the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from Lord Sankarshan. Similarly, when he was questioned by Sankhyayana Rishi, he spoke to him the same message he had heard from Lord Sankarshan. In other words, unless one hears from the proper authority, one cannot become a preacher. In devotional service, therefore, two items out of the nine, namely hearing and chanting, are most important. When hearing nicely, without hearing nicely, one cannot preach the message of Vedic knowledge. Om Agyanita Miranda Sagyananjana Shalakaya Chakshunitam Jenyatas, my Sigur Vema. Vagam Guru Divachalam Pangam Lankayate Girim Nadkivda Mande Sigurum Dinanaram Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Translation again, Lord Sankarshan thus spoke the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam to the great sage Sanat Kumar, who had already taken the vow of renunciation. Sanat Kumar also, in his turn, when inquired of by Sankhyayana Muni, explained Srimad Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Sankarshan. So as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. This knowledge of Krishna consciousness is to be received by a parampara. There's two processes of acquiring knowledge. There's, what is it, aroha and avaroha. There's the descending, and then there's the ascending. The way of receiving Vedic knowledge is the descending process. In other words, it comes from the Absolute, Hung Evasham Eva Gre, Lord, the Lord, in the Bhagavatam tells us, Tene Brahmahri Dahi Adya Kavaye, that the Lord, situated in the heart of Lord Brahma, spoke to him. And in this way, this knowledge, it descends. It's the most effective means. As opposed to the ascending process, in which it's not complete. The finite cannot understand the infinite by some personal endeavor. We can try to understand. It's not possible. How can you understand the infinite with finite ability? It's not logical. It's not sensible. But instead, one has to receive it from a higher source. It has to be transmitted by whatever means. The Lord in the Bhagavatam explains that within the heart he spoke to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma spoke it verbally. So there's many ways, certainly, that one can receive transcendental knowledge. But it has to be heard from the right source. Sampradaya vihinaye mantraste nishvalamata. There's a wonderful verse in the Vedic literatures that describes that whatever mantras one chants, the desired result will not be achieved if it's not received from the proper source. In other words, we can practice for many lifetimes, for that matter. Just like in the morning, we always chant this wonderful verse after the morning program, that it's by abstaining or avoiding the 10 offenses that the chanting of Hare Krishna becomes effective, the desired result. The desired result, of course, is love of God. So whatever mantra one is chanting, the desired result will not be achieved if it's not received from a proper or the proper authority or source. Otherwise, it's just hard work for nothing. And one will not understand things as they truly are. Right? Acharyavan Purusho Veda. The Vedas again tell us, the literatures explain to us, that if you want to understand things as they are, then one has to accept it from a proper source. Just as in here, this description is being given to us, that Lord Sankarshan spoke this wonderful knowledge to Sanat Kumar. And Sanat Kumar, being a qualified listener, because that qualification has to be there as well, it's not that just the speaker is speaking endlessly and the hearers are not listening. As Prabhupada points out here at the end of the purport, without hearing nicely, one cannot preach the message of Vedic knowledge. And that same advice, that same instruction, Srila Prabhupada comments that when the shravanam, when the hearing process is correct or nicely done, then the kirtan, the execution, becomes nice. Right? Without hearing, one cannot preach the message of Vedic knowledge. So if one is not hearing properly, the speaker is there, he can speak until the sun sets. And we all have sometime, we all may have some experience in dealing with our preaching work, that sometimes, many times we're talking to people and it appears that they're hearing, but actually they're not hearing. their mind is wherever. It's not. It's someplace in a different zone. So the hearing has to be there, of course. And when that is coming from the proper source, and that hearing is adequate, then what is the result? Vishnu Smaranam, the remembering process, happens. It's just like when you hear a particular tune, or if you hear something about a particular person, or if you're in some event. When you hear that constantly, that repetition, what happens? You remember. I remember that melody. It's stuck in my brain. Or I remember that instruction. It's stuck into my brain. Or that event that happened so many years ago, all of a sudden, I'm remembering it. So when that hearing process is properly executed, then the remembrance sets in. Now I remember what I need to do. Oh, I remember that those words. There's a very nice comment that Srila Prabhupada had in exchange with one disciple, and he was explaining him or showing him what how to perform a certain service. And the person two, three times tried to do what Srila Prabhupada was asking, and Prabhupada's comment was, how can I teach you if you can't remember? So the remembering process has to be there. And when that remembering process is there, then there's padasevanam, right? Then the work of serving sets in. In this wonderful purport, Srila Prabhupada is describing so nicely how Sanat Kumar, although he was perfectly liberated, when he heard the message of Lord Sankarshan, he was totally inspired. There's a wonderful description given in the Vedic literatures that even the liberated souls, they're attracted to transcendental knowledge, the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna. And do you remember that verse? Atmaramaschumunayo nirgrantiyabhiyarukrama. The activities of Krishna are so transcendental, they're so special and enlivening that even the liberated souls become attracted to it. So although Sanat Kumar was liberated, he became inspired. He was inspired further by the message of Lord Sankarshan. And So this is the process of receiving transcendental knowledge, and that knowledge is critical. Vidyam sarvasya bhushanam. There's a very nice comment given by a philosopher in which he says the ornament of everything is transcendental knowledge. There's many beautiful things in this world, certainly. He describes that the ornament of the earth is the king. The earth is a wonderful place, but its ornament is a proper leadership. When the leadership is there, then the earth becomes even more appreciable. Just like we have the beautiful deities on the altar, their forms become are certainly transcendental and most attractive. And when those ornaments are put on that form, they become even more, those ornaments become special. So the ornament of the earth is a proper king, a proper leadership. The ornament of a woman is a proper husband, is a good husband, someone who's responsible and who is doing his duty. But the ornament of the night, just like recently we had a beautiful moon in the evening, the ornament of the night is the beautiful moon. So the ornament of everything is knowledge. And if that knowledge is there, then again, one remembers, one can execute properly. Otherwise, these other things which are there, rupa, jovana, sampanam, you may be born in a very beautiful, exalted family, and you may be very youthful, but it's not complete. There's something devoid there. Or he also says Vishalakula Sambhava, that it's just like a beautiful flower. Without that, without a fragrance, that flower really doesn't have any, it's not complete. Just like if you go out in the front garden here, we have some hibiscus plants there. They're very beautiful flowers. The flowers are just lovely. When it's in bloom, it's so attractive. But it has no scent. So it's not complete. So although you may have beauty, you may have youth, you may be born in an exalted family, without knowledge, all of it is not complete. So without hearing, one cannot nicely repeat and understand the message of Vedic knowledge, as the Lord says himself. Actually, someone may ask, well, why have knowledge? Or what kind of knowledge? The Lord himself says, Yare deki tarekaha krishnu padesh. What kind of knowledge are we speaking of? We're speaking of that which is given about the personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by the Lord himself in those literatures. So that knowledge is most important. Why? Because it's in relation with Krishna. That's why here we're hearing the glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's in relation to the personality of Godhead. And if it does not have any relation, the Lord himself, he says, that know it to be my illusory energy, that which appears to be in darkness. Doesn't really, tad vidyaratmano mayam yatha bhasha yatha atama. It's It doesn't have any reality. It's not. It has no real value. Just like, again, we put so much value in this material world on a position, name, and fame, or wealth, or beauty, or strength. But all these things, they have no reality. They have no value if there's no understanding, if there's no proper use of it. It becomes useless. So the Vedic knowledge is especially relishable because, again, it's in relation to the personality of Godhead. And that knowledge needs to be shared. The Lord explains that again, that whoever you meet, wherever you go, you should distribute this knowledge and give people that most important and most valuable gift. Yaidam paramam guyam. And that person who does that, who engages in that activity, becomes quickly recognized and appreciated by the personality of Godhead. So, these descriptions that we're hearing in the Vedic literatures of the pastimes of the Lord and the discussions between the devotees in glorification of the Lord and their efforts to share them with others are very special and they're relishable. And those who are intelligent will appreciate it. Those who are in the proper mindset will appreciate that and appreciate the austerities that are necessary in order to understand that transcendental knowledge. One has to be qualified and be willing to listen with the proper mentality. Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport that unless one hears from the proper authority, one cannot become a preacher. This is a again a continuation of the verse that this Krishna consciousness is the most valuable thing that we can give to people. And one who takes that initiative to spread it, one who takes the austerity to try and distribute and share that knowledge, is sometimes has to take risks. Right? Tapyante lokatapena sarva praiso jana. The sadhus, these saintly persons, the preachers, those who are trying to share this Krishna consciousness, they almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the sufferings of the conditioned souls. Understanding that they're in a suffering condition, the devotees, they voluntarily take on some austerity, some inconvenience, in spreading this wonderful knowledge. And persons who are engaged in that work are considered by the Lord to be most dear and engaged in the highest worship of the Lord. When we're hearing these descriptions and discussions between the devotees, this is not only for their own appreciations and advancement, but really it's meant for those like us who are struggling in the material world, who are trying to figure out what is the purpose of my life, what is the purpose of this world, and to understand it, we need to hear it from such great souls who take on that austerity. Srila Prabhupada took on a great austerity to come here and continue in this same line as we're hearing from Sanat Kumar to Sankhyayana Muni to Parasara. We're going to hear later on, and then Brihaspati. All of these great personalities, they're hearing from one great personality to another. And it's all culminating in this present-day Krishna consciousness. If we can take advantage of it, it would be it's to our great benefit. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, probably. Ascending and descending.
And then you said some words in Sanskrit, so I can look them up possibly in some scripture.
Aroha and Avaroha.
Where can I find that?
That's in the Nectar of Devotion.
The Nectar of Devotion.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Add one little point, and that is sometimes when we receive authoritative knowledge, knowledge which comes from the Supreme Lord, from His great sages, we have a tendency to forget it, and that's because it's a little new, it's not familiar, and so one of the ways of dealing with that is to mentally repeat what we have heard. And when you repeat it again and again, it could be a word, it could be a name, it could be a phrase, whatever it is.
Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.